It's time now for Jesus is the Answer with Pastor Peter, coming to you from the International Christian Fellowship in Northeast Philadelphia. International Christian Fellowship is a Bible-believing church that preaches the uncompromised Word of God and prays for you and your needs. Pastor Peter is bringing the message of salvation, healing, and deliverance throughout the world. Now, here is Pastor Peter.
Okay, we are studying the book of Matthew. Matthew is the writer, and his name also in book of Mark, chapter 2, verse 14, and some Luke also, chapter 5, verse 27. Matthew also called Levi. And so Jesus Christ called him. He was a tax collector, and he followed Christ, and now he decided to write the book about Jesus Christ. So he was following Christ. So you can say eyewitness. He was the eyewitness of Christ. So he wrote the book, Matthew. He's specially writing to Jewish people. It's written for everybody, but his subject was Jesus Christ is the Messiah. He is the Christ. And he is the king, and that's what he wanted to try to convince the Jewish people that Jesus Christ is their Messiah. And so many Old Testament prophecies fulfilled is in Matthew, many of them. And so we are not going to go in history and geography, but we are going to learn the verse by verse what the Lord is teaching us. Now let's read the verse 1. Matthew chapter 1, verse 1.
The book of the generation of Jesus Christ, the son of David, the son of Abraham.
Now see, he is trying to tell what is the generation of Jesus Christ, or what is the genealogy of Jesus Christ. And he is proving to the Jewish people he is coming in the David's family, and he is coming in Abraham's family. And so he wants to prove Abraham is their father of Jewish nation. And the Muslim people also believe that Abraham is their father, because Abraham got first son Ishmael and the second son Isaac. God told Abraham, I'm going to make a covenant with Isaac. So the Ishmael was not his wife's son. It was his maid son or servant son. So Lord said to him, let him go and I'll bless him also. Then Isaac got two sons. One is Esau and another one is Jacob. Esau married Ishmael's daughter. And so Ishmael and Esau had so much relationship together. So from that came all the Muslim nations between Ishmael and Esau. And so from Jacob, later on God changed his name to Israel, and from Jacob comes all the Israeli nations. So here he's saying that Jesus Christ's genealogy coming from, he's the son of David and he's the son of Abraham. Let's read some of the Bible scripture to prove it. Let's go to the book of Psalm, verse 132, verses 11 and 17 and 18.
The Lord hath sworn in truth unto David, he will not turn from it. Of the fruit of thy body will I set upon thy throne.
Here the word of God is saying, God is going to give him a son, and God will establish his kingdom through David. But this was not said about David's immediate son, because the first king was Saul. Second king was the David. Third king was the Solomon. After the Solomon, the kingdom was divided. And so God did not promise David that your son Solomon's kingdom will be forever. Even though God said to Solomon, if you obey me, your kingdom will be blessed and your children will be blessed. But Solomon did not listen to God and he did something wrong against the will of God. Okay, let's read Isaiah chapter 11. Okay, you didn't read 17 and 18, and then we read Isaiah chapter.
There will I make the horn of David to bud. I have ordained a lamp for mine anointed.
See, his crown will flourish. He's talking about Jesus Christ. Go to the Isaiah chapter 11 and verse 1 and verse 10.
And there shall come forth a rod out of the stem of Jesse, and a branch shall grow out of his roots. And in that day there shall be a root of Jesse, which shall stand for an ensign of the people, to it shall the Gentiles seek, and his rest shall be glorious.
See, now here is talking about Jesus, root of Jesse, or Jesus Christ was coming in a David's family, and he was going to be blessing to Jewish nation as well as Gentile nation. There was not a single king can be a blessing for the Jewish people and Gentile people. There was only one, that was Jesus. Okay, Jeremiah chapter 23, verse 5.
Behold, the days come, saith the Lord, that I will raise unto David a righteous branch, and a king shall reign and prosper, and shall execute judgment and justice in the earth.
See, here also say righteous branch. There were some other righteous kings, but there is not a single king like Jesus. Jesus is the righteous, and there is none like Jesus Christ. So we believe that David did so many mistakes. David did so many bloodshed. So he cannot be called righteous man. Solomon did the same thing. He had so many wives and he even turned to their gods. So it was not immediate coming from Solomon or somebody else. He's talking about Jesus Christ. Go to the book of Romans chapter 1 verses 3 and 4.
Concerning his son, Jesus Christ our Lord, which was made of the seed of David according to the flesh, and declared to be the Son of God with power according to the Spirit of holiness by the resurrection from the dead.
See, here St. Paul clearly saying Jesus Christ was the Son of David, and not only that, God raised him from the dead. That means he is coming back as a King of Kings and Lord of Lords. All other kings, they are dead and gone. 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 8.
Remember that Jesus Christ of the seed of David was raised from the dead, according to my gospel.
Now, St. Paul is saying, Christ is the seed of David, and he is raised according to my gospel. What he's trying to say, what gospel I'm preaching, the good news I'm giving you, that good news is telling you, Jesus Christ is the seed of David, and he is raised according to the word of God. That means there was a prophecy that Jesus Christ will not be stay in the grave. He will come out of the grave. So he is saying, that's the seed of David. We are not talking about the seed of David like other his children or other kings. He's talking about Jesus Christ. We read, he is the son of David, and we saw the proof from the word of God. Now let's study this, another proof. He was also called the son of Abraham. Let's read from book of Genesis chapter 22 verse 18.
And in thy seed shall all the nations of the earth be blessed, because thou hast obeyed my voice.
Read it one more time.
And in thy seed shall all the nations of the earth be blessed, because thou hast obeyed my voice.
God is talking to Abraham. You listened to me, you obeyed me. So God is going to bless you and your family, and from your seed, God is going to bless the whole nation. So now he was not talking about Isaac, Jacob. He was talking about Jesus Christ, thy seed. One person he was talking about, that was Jesus Christ. Let's read the Romans chapter 4, verse 16 to 18.
Therefore it is of faith, that it might be by grace, to the end the promise might be sure to all the seed, not to that only which is of the law, but to that also which is of the faith of Abraham, who is the father of us all. As it is written, I have made thee a father of many nations, before him whom he believed, even God, who quickeneth the dead, and calleth those things which be not as though they were, who against hope believed in hope, that he might become the father of many nations, according to that which was spoken, so shall thy seed be.
That promise was given to Abraham, in thy seed all nations, whole world, will be blessed. So we see only Jesus Christ is the blessing for the Jewish nation, and he is for the Gentile nations also. So he is the God of all, not for one nation. He is for God for all nations. Galatians chapter 3, verse 29.
And if ye be Christ's, then are ye Abraham's seed, and heirs according to the promise.
See, he says, if ye are be in Christ, then ye are also Abraham's seed. And when you are Abraham's seed, then we have promise. You should be heirs of salvation, or heirs or anything what God promised to Abraham, that promise comes to us. Because the word of God says, in Abraham, all nations, all people will be blessed. So it is only possible through Jesus Christ. So if somebody needs the blessings of Abraham, they have to come to Jesus Christ. They have to receive Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior, Jewish people or Gentiles. Then only they receive the promise of Abraham through Jesus Christ. Okay, now let's go back to the Matthew chapter 1, starting from verse 2. Now, here it gives genealogy of Jesus Christ, starting from Abraham. And he brings to Christ, Abraham to Jesus Christ. Book of Luke chapter 3, also there is a genealogy that starts from Christ to goes back to the Adam. And so we are not going to go there. We are just going to read the genealogy of Jesus Christ, starting from Abraham. Matthew 1, chapter 1, starting from verse 2.
Abraham begat Isaac, and Isaac begat Jacob, and Jacob begat Judas and his brethren. And Judas begat Phares and Zerah of Tamar, and Phares begat Ezram, and Ezram begat Aram. And Aram begat Aminadab, and Aminadab begat Nahson, and Nahson begat Salmon. And Salmon begat Boaz of Rahab, and Boaz begat Obed of Ruth, and Obed begat Jesse. And Jesse begat David the king, and David the king begat Solomon of her that had been the wife of Uriah. And Solomon begat Rehoboam, and Rehoboam begat Abiah, and Abiah begat Asa. And Asa begat Josaphat, and Josaphat begat Joram, and Joram begat Ozias. And Ozias begat Jotham, and Jotham begat Achaz, and Achaz begat Ezekias. And Ezekias begat Manasses, and Manasses begat Ammon, and Ammon begat Josias. And Josias begat Jeconias and his brethren, about the time they were carried away to Babylon. And after they were brought to Babylon, Jeconias begat Salathiel, and Salathiel begat Zerubbabel, and Zerubbabel begat Abiud, and Abiud begat Eliakim, and Eliakim begat Azor, and Azor begat Sadok, and Sadok begat Achim, and Achim begat Eliud. And Eliud begat Eleazar, and Eleazar begat Mathan, and Mathan begat Jacob. And Jacob begat Joseph, the husband of Mary, of whom was born Jesus, who is called Christ.
Okay. Now here we see genealogy of Jesus Christ starting from Abraham to the Joseph or the Mary. And here we see, if you paid attention, there are several ladies' names are given. First lady's name is Tamar. Other one is Rahab. One is Ruth. And one is Bathsheba. Now, if you study those ladies, I'll give the Bible scriptures, but I'm not going to explain in very detail. About Tamar, Genesis chapter 38, it's a whole chapter, but you can just read from verse 14 to 30. You don't have to read it. Rahab's story is given in book of Joshua, chapter 2, verses 1 to 21, and chapter 6, 22 to 25. Ruth's story is given in book of Ruth. You have to read the whole book of Ruth, but we see from verse 13 to 24, she gets married and she had the son. The fourth woman is Bathsheba. Her name is not given in here. Matthew chapter 1 verse 6, he says, wife of Uriah. So her name is not given, but her name is Bathsheba. She was the wife of Uriah. You can read that story in 2 Samuel chapter 11 and chapter 12. You will have whole story about Bathsheba. And she gave birth to Solomon the king. Tamar was the daughter-in-law of Judah. And this story goes like this. Judah had a son called Er, first son. He was a wicked man, and so he died. Then, according to the Jewish law, when the first son dies, so they have to keep his name, so the other son younger than him should marry that lady. And so he gave his younger son. But that younger son was crooked. He said, I don't want my seed being my older brother's seed. So God saw he's not doing right thing, so he died. The third son was not old enough to marry this Tamar. So she went to her mother and father's house, and she stayed there until he gets older. But Judah never told her to come back and marry him. And so she was a little bit heartbroken. Now Judah goes to her town for doing some business. He's selling the sheep and goats, whatever. And somebody said, you know, your father-in-law is coming in this town. So that lady, she took the garment of widows and played like a prostitute. And the man went with her and he said, I didn't bring any money or anything. She said, oh, give me your ring and give me your stuff. Means some kind of collateral. So he gave it to her and he sent some servant to so they could not find her. And so she became pregnant, and somebody told him, your daughter-in-law became pregnant. So he got so mad. So he wanted to judge her. So she said, okay, I became pregnant, but the man who made me pregnant, his ring and his staff is with me. If you can recognize who's this, that will be the father of this child. So the Judah came to know that is his child. And so he said, she is more righteous than me, and she was not killed. God allowed her in genealogy of Jesus Christ. so she could be blessed. Another lady I just said, Rahab, also was a prostitute. But when Joshua sent some people to spy the land, she was living in the wall of the Jericho, the top of that wall. And when these people came, they went to the top of the walls to check all the city. And so she came to know these are the Israeli people and they are godly people. So she said, somebody will come and kill you, so you hide here, and if somebody comes, I'll take care of it. City people came to check. She put them in some kind of roof and put some hay and things like that. And then this lady said to them, I saved your life. You saved my life and my family's life because I believe in your God. Your God is a real God. And I want to serve him. So they said, okay, tie the scarlet thread at your window. And when we come to destroy the Jericho, we will protect you. But the deal is this. You have to bring all your mother, father, brothers, sisters in the house. If they are wandering outside the street, and if they got killed, we are not responsible. So she had a job to do. So now she is preaching to everybody, telling everybody, come to my shelter, come to my house, so you will be protected. And the word of God says, she did that, and the Jericho's wall fell flat on the ground, but her house was still remaining. And God saved her and her people because she put the scarlet thread. That scarlet thread represents the blood of Jesus Christ. When you plead the blood of Jesus Christ, there is a protection. The Israeli people put the blood sign on their door. The death angel passed, did not destroy them. That's why the Jewish people keeping the Passover. This lady put the scarlet thread and her house was saved. So once we believe Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior, devil has no authority to destroy us. The word of God says Jesus came. 1 John chapter 3, verse 8, he said, Jesus Christ came into this world to destroy the works of the devil. So he destroyed the works and he has given us the same power. So the devil cannot work over us. We put devil under our feet. There are so many people said, oh, somebody is doing witchcraft, somebody is doing this, somebody is doing that. But I believe once you are in Christ, all the curse is gone. And all the demonic forces are gone, and you are superior than the devil. 1 John chapter 4, verse 4, please read.
Ye are of God, little children, and have overcome them, because greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world.
So we have the power over the demonic forces. We are the children of God. So we see Rahab was blessed, and Tamar was blessed, and the third lady is a Ruth. Ruth was heathen lady because Naomi left the Jerusalem and went out to do the business in a heathen land when there were famine. And her husband died, her two sons died. She told the daughter-in-law, go home, I don't have any son to give you. So you go, but the other lady left, but the Ruth said, I'm not going anywhere. Your God will be my God. Your people will be my people. And that's the way she came with the Ruth. And then it's a long story. In Naomi's family, there was a man called Boaz. He married her, and then she got a child. And in that family, Jesus Christ was born. Okay, now there is another lady's name is given, Bathsheba. Bathsheba also was almost raped by king, because when king saw she is very beautiful, told somebody bring her here, and he went with her, and when she became pregnant, David killed, it's a long story, but David killed the military officer. And then she became pregnant, and Nathan comes, the prophet, and tells the David story. He says, there was a rich man in your country, and he had so many sheep and goats and everything. He was rich. And he had a servant, and that servant has only one baby lamb. And that man used to keep this lamb like his own baby. That rich man got a guest in the house. And so the rich man said to his servant, give that baby lamb, I want to make a curry for my guest. And so the man has no choice, he gave it to him, and he made the feast. And so this is the story Nathan was telling the king. The king David got so mad, he says, that man should be killed. He says, sir, that's the man you are. You had so many wives, and you could have more wives, but the Uriah had only one wife, and you took his wife and killed him. And so he said, now the sword will not stay away from your house, and in your own house there will be more sin, like, you know, own children will sleeping with your own family members, and that's the kind of thing. But Bathsheba, when her husband died, she cried and cried. She had no choice. She loved her husband, but because the king by force took her and married her. So God saw her heart. First child died, so she was heartbroken, but God gave her another child, and that was Solomon. So that's why these four ladies comes in the genealogy of Jesus Christ. So God is trying to say, God is not looking of who is prostitute, who is heathen, who is raped, or who is bad person, or mistreated. If they can call upon Jesus, they all have chances to go to heaven. When person comes to Christ, there is no male or female, there is no slave or master. We are all one in Christ Jesus. In Christ, there is a grace for everyone.
You've been listening to Jesus is the Answer with Pastor Peter of International Christian Fellowship in Northeast Philadelphia. If this program has been a blessing to you, please let Pastor Peter know. Write to Pastor Peter at Post Office Box 5033, Philadelphia, Pennsylvania 19111. Again, that's Pastor Peter, Box 5033, Philadelphia, PA 19111. Pastor Peter and his prayer partners are taking your calls right now. The number is 215-342-3759. Again, that's 215-342-3759. You can also send email to icfprayerline@comcast.net. Every Sunday at 11 a.m., International Christian Fellowship has a worship service with communion and healing service. You can find more information at www.internationalchristianfellowship.org. This is a faith ministry. Your prayers and financial support are greatly appreciated. And please remember to tune in next time for Jesus is the Answer. You've been listening to Jesus is the Answer with Pastor Peter of International Christian Fellowship in Northeast Philadelphia. If this program has been a blessing to you, please let Pastor Peter know. Write to Pastor Peter at Post Office Box 5033, Philadelphia, Pennsylvania 19111. Again, that's Pastor Peter, Box 5033, Philadelphia, PA 19111. Pastor Peter and his prayer partners are taking your calls right now. The number is 215-342-3759. Again, that's 215-342-3759. You can also send email to icfprayerline@comcast.net. Every Sunday at 11 a.m., International Christian Fellowship has a worship service with communion and healing service. You can find more information at www.internationalchristianfellowship.org. This is a faith ministry. Your prayers and financial support are greatly appreciated. And please remember to tune in next time for Jesus is the Answer.